The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it is that time, Boat Smart. We are going to be coming to you live this morning. This is kind of exciting. From live on location at George Stone Technical College with Marine Services Instructor, our usual host for Boat Smart, Stefan Schmidt. Good morning, Stefan.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I'll tell you, it is exciting. I have several students here with me today because
we're
going
great.
Through summer school.
Yay, that's so much fun. All right, well, tell us everything. Great. Well, this segment is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. They're located on Bower Road. You can reach them at 850-492-0487, keymarinecenter.com.
Yep, check out their website, keymarinecenter.com. But remember, they're also your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki dealership, and also that Cox diesel engine as well. They do service Mercruiser and the Mercruiser product, and they can go see you at the marina, at your house, wherever your boat is. They can do that for you as well. So check them out on their website, keymarinecenter.com, 850-492-0487 is the phone number. Also, check them out on Facebook as well. They have all their consignments and stuff like that on Facebook also. So it's been an exciting week over here at George Stone. We actually took another field trip on Tuesday, and we went over to Blazer Boats and had a great time over there. The students were able to go walk around and see how the boats are manufactured at Blazer. And if y'all were listening the week before last, you realize we went to Cape Horn Boats. As well, so they had a different perspective on a larger offshore boat versus a bass boat or a bay boat at over at Blazer, so they're able to see that as well. So we're just having a great time in summer school, and we're just enjoying it. It's a smaller class. It's kind of laid back, and we're just moving forward, learning, and just having a great time. We are planning on going to ARCO next week. That's going to be on Tuesday. And I'm still working with Jeff Crane and Marine Max here in Pensacola to do a boat run somewhere in the last week of our summer school. The last week is going to be the week of the 14th. We're planning on going out on a boat and then touring Marine Max as well, so we're going to do that. It's just a great time we're having here, and we're just enjoying the time we're having in summer school. Kind of my favorite time of year because it's kind of laid back, you know?
Yeah, well, getting to take boat rides sounds good to me.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you can get out on a boat, it's always a good time, right?
Right. I don't recall going to school and getting to be on a boat.
Yeah. It's a good part of what we do, you know? We can't do it during a normal school year. It's just too busy. We have too many people in here to do that. But, you know, it is a good experience for the students to go out on the boat and also to go to the dealerships and see what they do there as well. So they'll get to see the ins and outs of a high dry. They'll be able to talk to the technicians. They'll talk to the service manager, parts people. And all these people that are working at Marine Max will have an opportunity to do that as well. So we're trying to make that happen. You know, weather and different factors may, you know, mess us up on it, but we're hoping for that we can make it work out. We've been doing that, working on that for several weeks now. I had lunch with Jeff Crane yesterday and was able to go to Marine Max, and also went to Legendary with Jeff. And Jeff is our Yamaha representative in our area. So we had lunch with him yesterday, and we were able to talk more about this and things like that. And they're interested in hiring our students, and it's important to get our students there and to where they can meet them and to talk to them and let the dealerships know what they expect out of our students. So it's going to be a good time, you know. So right sitting next to me, I have Matthew. And, Matt, I got some questions for you. You've been in class for how long?
I've been here for about 6 months now. Got in January.
Okay. You got in January. And tell me what you're starting to think about school. You've been in here right at 300 or so hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about how you feel. What are you getting out of this program? Talk a little bit about that.
I'm gaining a lot of confidence, that's for sure. You know, being put on different jobs and different scenarios every day. Gaining a lot of confidence and, you know, in my skill and what I can do. It's really good.
So what was your background before you came in here? Tell them a little bit about that.
Well, I played soccer growing up, so that was my main thing. Kind of saw a career in that, and it wasn't really going the way I wanted it to. And, you know, one day I decided, you know, pretty good with my hands, so figured I'd go ahead and put it to use and make the money off of it. So.
Well, you got B sitting here behind me. We're going to bring him up in a minute, but you tell me a story about y'all were fishing one day.
Yeah.
I want to hear that.
Yeah, we're out there fishing one day just under dock, and, you know, we're trying to figure out what to do. We run our own little company and working down in the Perdido area. And we were like, you know, we want to, you know, do something a little bit bigger. And we're kind of thinking of trades. And we end up seeing this Marine school. And we're just like, all right, let's do it. We signed up for it. And we're both here and working on projects and knocking them out every day.
You almost didn't get in here, did you?
Yeah.
Tell about that.
So, oh, man. So, yeah, they called me to, you know, they're supposed to call you, let you know you're in the program. So they only let a certain amount of people in at a time. So they called me, and I wasn't at my phone. I missed the phone call by, I don't know, maybe a minute. And I called them, and I tried to call them back, and no answer. And I called them back, no answer. And then B calls me, and he's like, hey, did you get into the program? I just got a call, and I know he signed up right after me. So he was on the line after me. And so I was like, oh, man, I'm calling him. And I run up to the school, and they're like, oh, they just, that was the last person. So they end up letting B in, and I wasn't able to get in. So it was kind of a real awkward thing where, you know, we're both trying to get in at the same time, and it didn't end up going that way. So the lady up at the desk, she told me just to call Mr. Schmidt here and just ask him what we can do. And, yeah, he made some jokes. And
Yeah, we made a few jokes. So.
Yeah, he made a few jokes, but he got me in the class, and everything's been good since.
The joke was, and I'm more happy to tell you about this, he said that me and my friend are trying to get in here. We're buddies, and we're trying to get in our class. And I said to him, I said, well, buddies don't work that well on
no
class,
friends,
you know.
No friends.
Right, no friends. That just don't work real well in our class. And he said, well, I don't even know B. So he threw him under the bus immediately to get into class. So, yeah. So they're in the class. They're doing well. And probably, you know, the ones that I have here right now are the top students. You know, they just work so hard. They don't have to be in summer school, you know. And they're here because they want to learn. And that's exciting, right?
It's oh, for
exciting.
Sure. Yeah, that sounds great. If you just join us, we're listening to Boat Talk. Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. He's coming to us live from Georgetown Technical College with his Marine students. If you have a question for them about boating or anything that's come up for you since you've been out on the water this summer, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, if you call in or text any questions in today, my students are going to be the ones answering the actual questions, so you can text something in. They'll be more than happy to try to help you out on the phone. I'll guide them a little bit if I have to, but I'm just going to let them have at it. If you call, 850-437-1620 is that number. So what's your favorite things to learn here?
My favorite thing, honestly, is, you know, every day it's a new challenge. That's like my favorite thing about coming in here. You know, we think we've got something right, and we come back to it the next day, and it's just, you know, something else is wrong, and you got to troubleshoot it and figure out what's going on. So, like, it really is about building that confidence and, you know, learning skill and every different thing about it, because there's so many, like, it's very intricate. It may seem simple, but it's very intricate, but sometimes it can also be way simpler than you think it is. So it's always a challenge every day.
Don't overthink things.
Yes.
A lot of times, right?
Most of the time.
Yeah. So your long-term plan?
Long-term is, you know, be a Marine Tech. You know, I'm going to try and find a place here, go co-op once I get the hours, and after that, work somewhere for probably 5-6 years, and obviously the end goal is to work for myself. So that's always been the goal.
Great. We're going to keep moving toward that, right?
Yes,
so,
sir.
B, come on up here. We'll talk to you a little bit. We got B coming up to the desk.
Hey, B.
And I got my cameras running in here. Got my cameras in here, so we're going to be able to put this up on YouTube. We have B here. And, B, how long have you been in the class?
Same amount of time. I've been in here, since January. Like my boy Matthew just said, I came in here, got in right before him, so been in here about 6 months.
Yeah, and you enjoying it?
I love it.
You like summer school?
I love summer school.
Yeah. So what are the challenges you face in this class?
Challenges, I would have to say, I kind of move a little too fast. I like to problem solve real quick, but I just got to slow down.
Okay.
I tend to move too quick and overlook. Like, just today we forgot to get a new gasket, something so small, but end up causing a big problem.
Yeah, so they were working on a Suzuki, right?
Yes, sir.
And doing a 100-hour service. Mm-hmm. And I think we had an anchor light that we had to replace on that. You guys did. And did a parts order. And one of the parts that they did not order was a gasket for the thermostat. And we replaced the thermostat. Well, we actually didn't replace the thermostat, did you?
We just
inspected it, and it started leaking. That was Wednesday, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, Wednesday.
So we had to scramble to get a $2 part, right?
$2.
So that can mess you up on a big job, can't it?
Definitely.
So, but they did the research. They got the gasket, and they managed to get it on there this morning, and that boat is going to leave what time today? 11 o'clock today. So that boat will be leaving, and it's all done, and that's a good experience for them, 100-hour inspection. But also a good experience, and I got to make sure I get all the parts on this ticket, because if that part went in stock, we'd have a big problem here. So we were lucky. We were lucky. So what are your long-term plans as well?
Also, kind of like my boy Matt said, Marine Tech, eventually end up working for myself. I want to be retired by 30, 40, being able to sit at my home, you know, have people around. They need to fix up. Come bring it to me. You know, I'm the local Marine Tech. Bring it to the backyard real quick.
There you go.
Yep.
What do you think about that, Meg?
I think that sounds awesome. I'd like to retire. I would have liked to have retired at 30. Didn't quite work out that way for me, but go for it.
I'll tell you, I'm tired at 62, not retired, but you know.
Tired, yes.
Wear me out, these younger people.
True. Yeah. So, good for them, though. I love it.
Yeah. I'll tell you, my favorite thing to learn is electrical work. Other people think electrical work is hard. I kind of look at it as like math, like kind of problem solving. Like 1 + 1 = 2. So, you know, do I have ground here? Am I getting power over here?
Yeah.
You know, I think electrical work is probably my favorite thing to learn so far.
Let me ask you, how long have you guys been out of high school?
22, so about 3 years now.
Okay. All right. Very young, out of high school, trying to figure out what they want to do with their lives. You know, that's awesome. And you guys did some engineering and stuff in high school as well, right?
Yeah, I also did 2 years of college doing engineering.
Okay. So they did try college and decided to come here after that. You didn't?
I only really did college because of basketball.
Okay. And that's all right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Man, appreciate you being in here in the summer. Thanks for being on the show today.
Of course, I love it.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear it. Awesome. All right, Emery, come on over here. Henry's over there shaking his head.
Hey, Henry.
He's a star already, isn't he?
Yeah.
Remember, Emery was on our show. He actually hosted it.
Oh, Emery. Yes, of course. Hey, bud.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Him and Catfish was in there.
Yeah, of course.
Remember that? Is it Catfish or Sharkbait?
Sharkbait.
Yep. They were in there and they hosted the show.
It's hard to keep those names straight.
Yep, while I was out of town, so that was a good time for them. So, let the listeners know how long you've been in the class.
Since August of 24.
Okay, all right. Are you enjoying it?
I am.
Okay. Challenges. We talked about that before, but has anything changed since the show?
I'd say everything's gotten a little bit easier, just taking time, reading more, not overly doing everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was impressed. I walked in the media room the other day. Of course, we're not trying to spend a lot of time in the media room over summertime, but I walked in the media room, and guess who had a pen out and a notebook out?
Oh, boy.
Henry did. Yeah. He was actually taking notes, and we talked about that on the air, didn't we?
We sure did.
Yeah. So that, mm-hmm. Yeah. So what about your favorite thing to do?
I just like the hands-on stuff, like doing anything with my hands.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Anything with your hands. So you're going to get out of the media room and get in the shop.
Yeah.
That's what you like to do. Good. We're going to keep working toward that. How about future? What do you think?
Future? Pretty much just like being Matt.
Okay.
I'd like to work at like a marina for a few years.
All right.
Then potentially work for myself.
Yeah.
Retire by 30.
That's the way to do it, isn't it? I tell you, we have 4 students here today. We normally have more than that, but because of our schedule change, we had students that are already working, right? So they weren't able to come to school because they already planned to work. So we've been talking a lot about putting students out in the field as a dock hand, boat washers, those kind of things. And so we're working toward those kind of jobs, not as a, you know, a not as a career, end of the career kind of thing, but a way to get your foot in the door. So we have several students right now working in different locations, and they're out there today. So that's why we didn't have them in here in the classroom today. So they're working today. They'll actually get credit for being in class since they're working at a marina, you know, so that'll work out pretty good for them. You got anything you want to add to this?
Not really.
All right. Good deal. Appreciate
Stefan, you've got a pretty good record of helping your students get employed, don't you?
Yeah, you know, we try to, and we were talking last week. We have the highest placement rate for Yamaha in the country right now.
I think that's amazing, just extraordinary.
Yeah, so we're going to keep working that way, and that's why I'm out on Fridays talking to dealerships and talking to, you know, our the people that support us in the industry and our local community. You know, I go out on my days off and talk to them and see what they need, see how we can help them. Marine Max, Mr. Cook from Marine Max came by on Wednesday, did a tour of our facility here, walked around, and he had a better understanding of what we do with students as they're coming out of the class in an entry-level type situation, you know. So it's good.
That sounds great. So if you just joined us, this is Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt, and they're coming to us live from Georgetown Technical College, which I think is very cool because the students are right there with them. If you've got a question for them, 850-437-1620, this is Pep Talk and Boat Smart.
We're going to let the students answer the questions. Come on up, Brandon. Let's talk to you. Appreciate you, Emery. Thank you very much for coming up here. They're not camera shy or radio shy up here, so they're doing pretty good today. So, you know. You remember I've done this show before from school, and it's sometimes trying to get a student up here in front of a camera on the air can be a little difficult, you know. But these guys are just willing to come in here and do this and talk to you guys because they're excited about what's going on in our industry and what they're doing here. So we have Brandon here, and Brandon, how long have you been in the class?
Since August of 24.
Okay.
So same time as Emory.
Okay. And right now you're actually working in field. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I've been working in field/field adjacent since I think my junior year of high school, and I've been working down at Cab Yachts in downtown Pensacola. We do custom mahogany woodwork for the marine industry, and we also do finishes, just other woodwork in general. But yeah, I've been working there for about 3 years coming up now.
So you actually build boats though from the haul up, or do you repairs mainly?
We do a lot of stuff. We've got a couple boats that we're doing complete reconstructions on, old Chris Craft boats from like the 50s. We've got one boat 45 feet long that's on sand outside our shop, and then we've got a couple smaller like 17 foot boats that we do just whatever comes in.
Okay. That's interesting. You know, you don't realize how many different boat manufacturers around our Pensacola area. I've already talked about, you know, we talk about Cape Horn, we talk about Blazer, and now Cab Yachts. You know, that's a local business hiring our students, and that's just awesome to hear that. Now, he started working there before he came to school, but now you're in here. Tell me a little bit, has that helped you being in school with what you do there?
It honestly just helps me get more into the stuff that I haven't been able to experience at work yet. So I had a basis knowledge on wiring and how it applies in the marine industry a little bit because I had done robotics in high school and I was part of the Mate ROV competition. I did stuff for that. So I had some knowledge of electronics. But when I came in here, I got to know how it really applies to the marine industry as a whole, boats. And so I was able to kind of get into the actual proper way to do it with the ACBS and everything like that. So doing wiring and being able to do, like right now I'm working a lot in gear cases, which is something that will, that and stern drives and inboards directly apply to what I do at work every day. With those type of boats, normally it's inboards and inboard gas or inboard diesel. Some of them will have stern drive, and then some of them will have outboards.
So. Okay. Do you guys do engine work there too?
light amounts of it.
Okay.
My boss is a collector, so he gets stuff and occasionally, but most of his engine work is rebuilds, so he sends it off to professionals usually.
Okay. So what's your future look like? Are you planning on staying at Cat Boats the rest of your life, or what do you want to do? Tell us a little bit about that.
I'm not exactly sure, like, for the rest of my life if I'll stay at Cat Boats. I mean, I love it there, and I'm very content to stay there for the next 10, 12 years probably. But I've got plans to go, hopefully, after I graduate George Stone. I'm really looking at getting the diesel certification from here so that I can join the Coast Guard Reserves, hopefully, with a pretty good pay grade as a supplemental income. You know, working for a small business, it's great, and I love the culture there. But, you know, I'll probably never make, you know, a whole bunch of money there.
Right.
It's a small business.
Right.
But, you know, work is what you love, and I love doing it. So I want to figure out a way that I can do it for as long as I can. And then after that, I'll figure something else out.
Right now, you're doing lower units.
Yeah.
Yep. You're starting to get into that. A little bit.
Yeah, lower unit. I've done one gear case for JTO with the help of some of my other students.
Okay.
But this is, I'm just doing a small 25 lower unit right now, just to play around with it, get a feel for just doing it by myself. And
okay.
It's nice. I mean, it's a whole lot different working on one that's never really been touched before.
Right.
Other than one that's been, you know, beat around on a fast boat.
Yeah. Corrosion and that kind of stuff, dealing with all that. Yeah. Well, that's the first I heard about the Coast Guard Reserve. That's cool, doing that, you know. So, you know, I think a lot of the successes that we get out of here is because we do try to figure out what direction the students want to go. And I really start that day one when the students walk into class and we're having our introductions. I always try to figure out, what do you want to do? What direction do you want to go? And then we try to work that direction. Sometimes it changes. You know, I've had students come in for hobbies, and then they end up wanting to go work in the field. I've had students that come in here, and they just don't like it, and they move on to different classes. I had one of my high schoolers that's going into HVAC class because he wants to do HVAC more than he does marine, and that's okay. You know, but our goal is always to meet the goals of the students and try to help them move forward and to make them successful, and no matter what they do, if they decide to stay in this class, move out into the industry, we're going to do our very best to make them successful in that, you know, standpoint. But if they want to go to another class, or maybe just nothing, they're not happy here, they don't want to do this, because it's not for everybody, right? It is tough sometimes, isn't it? It's hot, it's tough, you got to get into these little holes and areas to work, and, you know, and sometimes you have problems, like forgetting to get a gasket or something, and you have to scramble to make that happen, right? But that's great lessons that we learn, because that's real life, you know. That's real life. So thank you guys for being here on the show today. You know, I just enjoy that. We're going to put this one up on YouTube, Meg, and we'll get that one up there. And
How can they find your YouTube channel, Stefan?
Yep, so they're going to go to Boat Smart, Tricks of the Trade, and that's where I put all these videos up here. So we're running a couple cameras in here today, so it should be interesting when I get that edit done.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
It should be good. So thank you all for listening today, and I think people just like to hear from the students, so they wanted to listen, so we appreciate that. I'll be back in the studio next Friday.
Well, that's good, because it's kind of quiet in here without you in here.
It's a little different.
We'll have to get those students back in here with you.
Yeah, we're going to do that. I'm going to have a couple students come in, and we'll do that as well, so it's going to be a good time.
That sounds great. So we've been listening to Stefan Schmidt coming to us live with his students from George Stone Technical College. They're in summer school right now and learning about marine services instruction. That's what's been happening for them. Stefan, you want to give any information out in case anybody wants to get in touch with you?
Yep, go to georgestonecollege.edu. Check out that chat feature, and you get a hold of me right there.
All right. Thanks so much, Stefan. Thanks, guys, for being on the show. Really appreciate you this morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. You've been listening to Boat Smart, coming to you live from George Stone Technical College and Marine Services classes.